Hello guys, welcome back to another Morning English Podcast. I'm Dave.
大家好，我是卡拉，欢迎收听今天的早安英文。
Cara, I'm so sorry, I forgot to send you the scripts. Can I send it to you now?
好吧。You're lucky you send the scripts at the 11th hour, or I would have docked your pay.
Oh, please don't. Come on, I'll send it to you next time before the 11th hour, okay?
大家应该听出来了，今天呢，我们这个关键词就是 the 11th hour.
That's not our topic, but sure.
那如果说大家想要查看我们今天节目的文字笔记呢，还是同往常一样，你到微信搜索早安英文，然后回复笔记两个字就可以拿到了。
As Cara just said, we will be talking about idioms that contain numbers. I think that's what she said, but okay.And the first thing we talked about is at the 11th hour. At the 11th hour means submitting something just before the deadline or to barely make something.
这个 11th, 就是从字面意思来看呢，它好像是说第十一个小时。这个呢其实是来自圣经的一个短语，就是呢、就是耶稣对他的门徒讲的一个预言。 11th hour 它不是指十一点啊，而是指说日落前，就是下午五点的时候。那也就是说白天十二个小时的这个工作时间，那第十一个小时呢就相当于下午五点的时候。所以最后呢它就被用来比喻最后的一个时刻，就相当于 deadline。
Yeah.
所以呢 at the 11th hour 就是在最后时刻，或者说在紧要的关头都可以用这个。
He arrived at the wedding at the 11th hour. Yeah. She finished the last question at the 11th hour.
你还可以讲比如说什么the 11th hour decision,、mm-hmm. 就是在最后一刻做出的那个决定。
I think we should move on to the next word or phrase or idiom that we're going to share.
下一个是 one horse...town. Day, I just came back from a one horse town.
Wow, you came back from a town that only had one horse? That's so cool.
So funny.
Yeah, yeah.
这个 one horse town 其实不是说什么只有一匹马的一个小镇啊，它其实就是一个 a very small town、mm. that doesn't have many people living in
exactly,
it.
Exactly, yeah.
所以呢你就可以直接讲 that village is such a one horse town. 就是说那个村庄非常非常小，人很少。
Why are you laughing every time you
Horse.
Horse town. One horse town. Okay, moving on to the third idiom or phrase. Two is a company, but three is a crowd. People say that two people hanging out is a good amount of number. That's two people. That's the amount of people that you need in a conversation.But three people is always too much. I really think that's stupid, but okay.
但是我觉得 three people 就非常的 awkward.
Not really.
就经常会有一个人 feel left out.
I mean,
don't you think so?
No, I mean, if you know how to carry a conversation, you can involve three people.
好吧，那总之呢，这个短语它就是 two's a company, but three is a crowd.
Yeah.
这个 company 呢，并不是 firm, 不是公司那个 company, 而是陪伴。
Yeah, exactly.
就是两个人呢在一起就可以相互陪伴，但是三个人呢却有点太多了。
Yeah, 奇怪啊。Like, 比如说 hey, can you leave us alone? Two's a company, but three's a crowd.
对，所以你就可以直接搬来用。那这个时候呢，其实你就是when you want to be rude.
Yeah, exactly.
就是你当你想要就是有点冒犯的意味讲这句话的时候，就是想要告诉别人说，哎，你不要掺和进来，就是说，哎，你能不能给我们俩一点私人空间啊？两个人刚好，多一个人就有点太多了。
Ooh, ooh, yeah, very good job. High five.
Hey.
All right, next one.
下一个是 two left feet, 就是两只左脚。大家应该能想象什么意思了，就是，你们身边有没有那样人，就是非常的四肢不协调，走路好像走不好一样。然后呢，如果说跳舞啊什么的，就更别说了。这种呢，你就可以叫做 two left feet.
Or if you can't dance like me, and when you dance you would fall, or you could just say, hey, please don't let me dance. I have two left feet.
就是拜托别让我跳舞，我这个四肢不协调呢，所以 two left feet 就这个意思。
Moving on to the fifth idiom, take five or phrase. Take five. What if like you're in a basketball game or you're a teacher and you want to tell your students to take a 5 minute break? We got you. You could just say take five. Take five actually means to take a break. To take a break and cool down.
所以可不可以对别人讲，就是当他非常 angry 的时候，非常 mad 的时候，你可以对他讲 take five.
Yeah, exactly. Like if right now in the office two people are fighting, you'd be like, hey, take five, go out.
就冷静一下，冷静一下，冷静五分钟、
yeah.
就可以讲 take five and cool down.
Exactly, yo bro.、
好的，那下一个呢？下一个叫做 Seventh Heaven 或者 On Cloud Nine、uh-huh. 这两个呢其实是差不多的意思啊，就是很多大家知道那种宗教呢就是讲说、Heaven is seven floors、
uh-huh.
就是有七层、uh-huh. 所以呢 To be in Seventh Heaven 就是说你非常非常 You are more than happyMore than perfect.
Exactly. And on cloud nine would mean to be above the seven floors of heaven. It actually means to be above seventh heaven, on cloud nine. You would be happier and perfect and everything really good.
就非常非常非常开心。
Mm-hmm.
所以呢你可以讲、She was on cloud nine when she saw her dog.
He was in the seventh heaven after passing all of his exams.
这非常适合你的一
句子。Yeah.
好啦。
Next one is perfect ten.Let's say you have a perfect girlfriend. Let's say you have a perfect job. What is a good word or phrase that we can use? You guessed it. Perfect 10.
所以其实它就相当于 perfect.
Yeah, you could just say, yeah, if you got bored of saying perfect, you could be like, hey, that's a perfect 10. Yeah.、
Huh. 就是它是一个满分十分，完美的满分十分。大家知不知道以前就是我们讲过说、你去评价一个男孩或者说评价一个女孩的时候，你可以讲 she's a 2.
She's a two, yeah. She's a three at most.
对，然后你就讲说 she's a ten 的时候，就是说她非常的 perfect. 所以就把这两个放在一起 ，perfect ten.
Yeah. So, 比如说 she looks like a perfect ten.
Wow.
Wow.
或者呢，你可以讲说 I got a perfect ten in my exam. 就是我在我的考试中拿了满分十分。哦，非常好 ，Hooray! 所以呢，这些都可以表示perfect.
Moving on to the next one. Back to square one.If you're a math geek, not like me, I really hate math, you would know that the square root of 1 is 1.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, actually, yeah. So, this phrase means that you have to start from the beginning. Again, let's say you have work and you made a mistake and you can be like, hey, oh, damn it, oh, screw this, I screwed up the report. Oh, well, back to square 1. Means to back to the first thing you started.
You just start over.
Yeah, it's exactly the same thing, but it's actually a really quite useful phrase to use. Back to square one.
好吧，那刚刚讲的这个词啊，叫 square root. 大家应该能猜到 square 因为是正方形嘛，然后 root 是根嘛，所以 square root 就是平方根。那一的平方根呢又是一，所以就是好像中间这个过程都没有一样，所以就是回到最开始 ，back to square one.
Exactly.
回到最初。
Very good job. Very good explanation.
Thank you.
Moving on to the last one, Carb. Could you please be like so kind and tell us?
15 minutes of fame.
Ooh.
15, 红了15分钟，大家应该能猜到什么意思吧？
Yeah, it means like a short-lived period of fame, success, whatever. Like me, whenever I do these podcasts and I feel special. And after that period, the fame goes away.
所以就是昙花一现的红了一下，短暂的出了一下名，15分钟，红了15分钟。
嗯。For example, what can we do for an example? Kara.
怎么呢?
Kara got her 15 minutes of fame after her famous teaching video.
好吧。行吧，行吧。好，那我们今天这期节目差不多就到这里了。你的这个今天的今日份的 15 minutes of fame 到此为止。
Yeah, that's my 15 minutes of fame, guys. Yay!
好，那最后我是卡拉。
我是 Zay。
我们下期再见。
拜拜。